On the way to Studio D at 3:40 a.m., it was $3.59 a gallon. This morning, I passed the same marathon. They must have been working overtime because I had to go out and change all the signs. Today, it's $4.09 a gallon. This, well, Biden is sending, or Dr. Jill is sending Peppermint Zaki out and the sodomite Buttigieg to go like, you don't need gasoline anyway. Look, we're trying to wean you idiots. We told you you're not going to be allowed to drive much anymore. We told you to get prepare for golf carts and other electric forms of transportation. You idiots just won't, you won't listen to us. So we're just going to, we're going to start a war. We don't care if it goes to $30 a gallon. This is, again, controlled demolition. Sorry, there's no other way to put it. These people are dumb, but they're also sinister. Remember, they told us. You remember Peppermint Zaki and Biden saying, oh, you know, we're going to have an energy transition. You are going to be transitioned into our preferred propulsion method, wind and sun. And, yeah, there's going to be some pain. Oh, what a coincidence. So you don't get to feel any of it. Only we get to feel the pain. And not only is there going to be pain, let me just relate this here to Studio D. Now, I have not been harping on this because we're talking about war every day. I don't like asking for contributions. When we started this year, oil was trading at about $75 per barrel. Yesterday is $140 a barrel. Our electrical co-op is going to buy electricity to sell to me to turn these lights on from an electric company that's going to be allowed by the Public Service Commission to double its kilowatt hour rate. Meaning, an electric bill that was, and I'm just giving a number out, let's say it was $300 a month, is going to $600, and they're not going to notify me and tell me that an increase is coming. They're just going to do it. But here's how they get away with it, because there are Public Service Commission rules. They're going to slap a surcharge on. They're going to call it a fuel surcharge, and I am going to get to pay it. I'm going to tell you, folks, and I don't know how this is going to shake out. I don't know how it's going to end. But, you know, at one point in time, we were able to continue to, without daily threat of everything being shut off, run the Crusade Channel. And as I said, without fear of, okay, well, tomorrow may be the last day. They're going to hit us with that notice if they haven't already sent it out. The price for a Founders Pass membership has not gone up. You people that used to contribute in the chat room stopped. Now, look, I know everyone's, so maybe you used to chip $20 in. Can you do 10? Last month's crowdfunding was the worst since we started doing it 3 years ago. The worst. And that was including a big day that we had for yours truly 60th birthday. So a sympathy day prevented last month from being an absolute total train wreck and disaster. If you like the Crusade Channel, look, and why don't you just raise the prices? Well, I can do that, but I'm still going to need the contributions. And by the way, that spike in energy price drives the price of everything. Everything. So who's going to be first? I mean, I don't even think we've gotten a contribution this week yet. Oh, Maggie said we got one yesterday, $5 or something. That's not going to cut it. And if need be, you're going to start missing stuff because we're not going to have any choice but to start going like, well, all right. This is the amount of dough that's available. And we're supposed to be planning a Congress that we have to beg people to come to. trying to, you know what, it's Lent, though. But Father Damien can continue to remind us Sunday, expect this to happen. So I do, but we still have to deal with the real world that they're not going to let me not pay the electric, internet, and all that. So if you can make a contribution, please do so. I want to now go back to what we were talking. You can do it in the chat room, crusadechannel.com/chat. And again, it's great to have 120 people in the chat room, but if it doesn't increase all the activity, then the membership drive and the basic giving away of memberships was a complete and total bust. Looks like a stupid idea now. All right. Play Tucker Carlson. Let me go back to what's actually happening out there. Because Tucker gets this. He and I seem to be on the same page the last couple of years on most of what we're talking about here. I mentioned this a couple days ago, and again, I'm not accusing anyone of plagiarizing. We just had the same thoughts about what's going on here today. I told you people this the other day. I don't want to come in here every day and have to do this. We for 2 years were the only media outlet on earth that from top to bottom stood for and plumbed the depths of the truth to try to get at what the truth was about the corona doom. What does that mean? what are you reeling off there? And we did so from the get-go. We didn't come on, well, it's June, and look, they lied to us. No, they were lying from the get-go. It was obvious. It's not easy to come in here and do this. It's only by the grace of God and the grace that Our Lady provides that I can do it, because no human being could suffer. No one could endure the stresses, the mental stresses that all of us have been told to endure. And now, they weren't satisfied with nearly killing 100 so million, or attempting to. By the by, if you listen to the CDC and the powers that be now, the corona doom oracles, you know, 2 weeks to flatten the curve, 15 days to slow the spread. Have you noticed the walk back? Now that the deaths are coming out and they can't deny it, now making videos about blood clots being normal? People dying of blood clotting being normal? I could just put a picture in the chat room of outside a Democrat office in Mordor of a bunch of mandatory to wear mask signs in a trash can. The Democrats have read their poll numbers. They still got the remainder of this term. And by my count, the Democrats weren't the only ones that corona doomed us. Every Republican governor out there, save for Ron DeSantis, corona doomed you. Maybe Kristi Noem a little bit as well. So why? I thought we lived in the land of the free and the mobile home of the brave, and that we were just happy-go-lucky Americans. We have little vicissitudes of life to deal with. No, we're now dealing with daily existential, moral, and now survival crises. Well, I don't want to have to deal with it every day. This is the now they're telling us this is the cost of freedom and democracy around the world. And they just shuttle us. They just say, okay, you're done. Move into this line here. Okay, this is the next thing that you get to suffer here. Yeah, this is a big one. This is an actual war. This isn't a war against an invisible enemy. This is a war against a visible enemy, namely your pocketbook. But we're going to use this guy named Vladimir Putin to make the war seem like we're all on the same side. We know a lot of people are figuring out that we're not all on the same side. Here's Tucker.
For the record, this is the third moral panic we have had in the United States of America in less than 2 years. You don't want to live in a country in which moral panics break out regularly, by the way. Moral panics diminish the people engaged in them and hurt the people who don't. They're degrading, they're crazy, they're the opposite of what you want. You want to live in a country where wisdom and restraint And rational behavior and decency determine the outcomes, not screaming.
Exactly.
But we live in a country of moral panics. The first one began in May of 2020 with the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis. That changed America completely. The second moral panic was COVID. You've lived through that. So for nearly 2 years, the shouting has not ended. Hysteria is now the official language of public discourse in the United States. That's not good for anyone except those benefiting from it. Who is benefiting? Anyone who lies for a living. The liars have perfect cover. Ask yourself, how much of what you first heard about BLM and then about the coronavirus turned out in the end to be true? How many of the first stories were true? Not many. It was almost all lies. But you didn't know that at the time because you were busy being yelled at. If you dared to point out that actually all lives matter, they denounced you as a racist.
That's right.
If you expressed concern about vaccine mandates, of course, they called you an anti-vaxxer. Sound familiar? The pattern never changes. Hey, maybe war with Russia is not a good idea for the United States. Say that out loud sometime. It's not an extreme position. Most Americans would agree with you. But you will immediately be denounced as a tool of Putin. What is this? It's name-calling as a means of social control. The people in charge have decided their primary job is to decide who you should hate.
Their primary job is to decide who you should hate. Well, we know that if you're white, you're supposed to hate all white people. Putin's white. Anybody figured that one out yet? He put COVID in there, but this is the greatest psyop. Then it was actually a psyop on its surface in modern world history. Rabbi, thanks to all of you who are donating in the chat room. Thank you very much. It's a start, and thank you. CrusadeChannel.com/chat. But he's right. Now, he said he wants to live in a country where rulers and leaders use wisdom to make decisions. Oh, so you want to live in Christendom? You want to live in you want to live under Saint King Louis the Ninth? Got it. He didn't say that, but that's what he said. You want to live under the auspicious rule of Ferdinand and Isabella of Spain? Didn't say it, but that's what he meant. You want to live under the rule of Henry the Fourth of England? Didn't say it, but that's what he meant. You want to live under the rule of the husband of St. Elizabeth of Hungary. Didn't say it, but that's what he meant. You want to live under the rule of St. Casimir, or St. Stanislaus, rather, King of Poland. Didn't say it, but that's what he meant. You want to live under the rule of Blessed Karl of Austria. Didn't say it, but that's what he meant. The people that are in charge, ladies and gentlemen, are incapable of wisdom. Because wisdom is not an act of the will. You cannot will yourself into wisdom.